Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we haven't played this band for ages. They've got a new album coming out in a week or so. Strap yourselves in. Lucifer Star Machine, rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core, rotten to the core. You just know your mother, and your mother is a rotten to the core. Baby, rotten to the core. You just like your fucking mother, and your mother is a whore.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds there, Tony.
That's okay.
And I imagine you now sound really good, do you?
I think I sound awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice one. That was Lucifer Star Machine from their new album, which is out on I Sold My Soul Media and came via Simon Knott, Simon Says. Hello, Simon. You might remember, I did interview Lucifer Star Machine once. Do you remember?
Are they from Chesterfield or something like that?
No.
Right.
They're from London. And we went down to London to see them. And I interviewed them in a toilet. And we were all drunk. And it was possibly the worst interview I've ever done. They didn't like it either. We all started off as mates. Within 5 minutes, we all hated each other. And that is pretty much what Lucifer Star Machine are. A top band that don't muck about.
Mm.
They were born for rock and roll. What is their website?
LucifersStarMachine.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B in the internet, Neil. I have some additional material for you, which I'm very pleased about. It looks like Poetry Corner's back with a bang.
Excellent.
Now, if you have a poem for us, please do email PaulieB@PunkyRadio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what Joni Hayes Chiz did again.
Yeah.
Another out of order limerick that in some way involves our onanism. Here goes. Hey, P&T. Punky boys, you are top of the pops. I hope your podcasting never stops. Now get on with the show, then back you can go to playing tug-of-war with the mighty Cyclops.
Nice.
And that's from Joni H. Chiz, the Lankawai Lesbitarian lay preacher. I love this woman.
She's great.
I love this woman. I'm afraid I know more about her. No, I know no more about her than that. She's an enigma wrapped up in a mystery. And I do enjoy her poems. Keep them coming, Joni H. Chiz. If you have one for yourself, keep it coming as well. Also, our regular joke teller, Glombongo Glombongo, pissed off in the Congo, has not let us down. If you have a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and we'll more than likely read it out. Here goes, watch it, Paul. Me and three mates went fishing. After a while, we got chatting, and I said, you've no idea what I had to do to be able to come out fishing this weekend. I had to promise my wife I'd paint the lounge and the bedroom next weekend. My mate Kev said, that's nothing. I had to promise my wife I'd build a conservatory. Then Dave pipes up, you've had it easy, lads. I had to promise my wife that I'll remodel the kitchen for her. Well, we carried on fishing. Then we realised Duncan hadn't said a word. So we said, you haven't said anything about what you had to do to be able to come fishing. What's the deal? Duncan said, I just set my alarm for 5:30 a.m. when it went off. I turned it off, gave the wife a nudge and said, fishing or sex? And she said, wear a jumper.
Nice.
And more accurate than the other three, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, we've got another track now. This is another one from Simone Starr, not to be confused with Simone Starr.
Okay.
That may confuse you a little. This is Simone Starr with one R, not Simone Starr with two R's, although they are both singers. But I'll leave it up to you to do the research on Simone Starr with two R's. She couldn't be more different than Simone Starr with one R.
Who
sent us a great song called She's a Drag a while back. This one doesn't sound remotely similar to it, but she sent it through via the Punky Radio Facebook page, but then again via email. Thank you very much, Simone. We're going to play in a second. What is Simone Starr's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Simone Starr?
With one R or two R's?
One R.
No, ReverbNation.com/Simone Songs. Ha ha ha. Probably be the Internet One, Tony One. This is Come Along With Me. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Simone Starr. Hopefully we'll play more from her in the future. Come along with me. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment and like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, most people these days seem to be on that their Facebook, so drop on the page, leave us a comment. We've had two this week, one in response to last week's show, just a quick one from Cynthia Brewer, who clearly liked the show by saying awesome. Thank you very much, Cynthia. Glad
you
enjoyed the show.
Thank you very much. Let's have more information next time.
Yeah, maybe your favourite band, whatever you like, but thank you for the comment. And one from Frederick Johnson, who says, hey Paul and Tony, thank you for a great show. Might not always be my kind of music, but it's still good. Keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to the new season of the Comedy Night in Gothenburg. PS, still trying to get Lightning Records to send over the promo stuff. Thank you much, Fred Johnson or Johnson.
Yeah, thanks very much, Fred, and I will indeed see you on Thursday.
Excellent.
That's nice, that, isn't it? That's like, I got to know Fred at the Edinburgh Fringe. And then when I started a gig in Gothenburg, he came on to the first show, and he's been coming on ever since, and he's a top lad.
Excellent.
Although I do have to bring him some original source tea tree and mint shower gel on this occasion.
All right, tingly.
All right. Didn't realise it was catching on with you guys. I don't know where he sticks it, Tone. If it is available in Sweden, it's very expensive. So I said that I would bring some over. But I can't bring some over from cheap places like Lidl because I can't get it through bloody customs, can I? So I've got to get it in the Boots or whatever it is at Stansted Airport.
Okay.
Oh, the games these people play.
Because they do it in bigger than 100 mil and everything, yeah.
Yeah, until you're through and then you can buy buckets and stuff, can't you? Oh. At inflated prices.
Oh.
I'm going to play another song.
Okay.
This band came through via Manila PR, I think, did they? Maybe not. They might have come through. Oh, I can't remember where they've come from now. Oh, I'm bad. I'm sorry, Origami Horses. You might have come through via Manila PR. I might have messed up it. Another couple of bands have this week. Anyway, up. I really like this. This is... what am I calling this? It's kind of psychedelic, kind of rock, kind of garagey, trashy sort of deal. I like it.
Okay.
Have a listen. Rock.
Dogging.
You're listening to Planet Smashes Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Far better than I am at speaking, in fact. So, what is Origami Horses' SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Origami Horses.
No, SoundCloud.com/Origami-Horses or hyphen Horses.
Tricky.
Boy being set 2, Tony 1. I don't know a lot about the band. That's new out. That's what I know, basically, and I like it.
Okay.
Beyond that, I can't really help you. I'll try and find out more over the coming weeks. We will probably play more from Origami Horses, to be honest. I like it. Did you do anything last week?
No.
Excellent.
What did you do?
Good job I dressed up as a leather vicar, then.
Excellent.
I had... Friday night, my mate Simon showed up. The bloke, he's stand-up comic, Simon Emmanuel, and he was Welsh Unsigned Act of the Year, but I met him in Oslo. He was the bloke who helped me set up the gig in Oslo. And we'd arranged that he could come and do a couple of gigs with me over the weekend, but we're both off on Friday. So we went to Ballstock, pissing down in rain, saw two great bands, Hostages for Smack, that we played on the show recently, indeed last week, featuring G, really, really good live, and a band called The Defectors, who... how am I going to describe them? Sort of crusty reggae, dub, ska sort of band. And really liked them. Thought they were a little bit political between the songs.
Okay.
But they gave me an idea for a song. Vegetarian revolution happens slowly, very slowly. I need vitamins and iron, like a lion in Zion. I'm a child. Then on Saturday night, I did my burlesque show in Hitchin, which this one was called Dolly's Giddy Kippur, because it took place on Yom Kippur. So obviously I dressed up as a vicar in leather trousers. This in itself is of no real consequence until what happened afterwards, whereby I kept the dog collar on and went to another pub called the Sunrunner. And I went in, I got a pint of Stayford Press, had a fag on, walked outside, standing there, and this bloke leaned forward and said, "Excuse me, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but are you actually a priest?" And I've got a pie and a fag on, leather trousers, brothel creepers, I'm clearly smashed, and I'm with all manner of women. I just went, "Yes, I am." Then that shot at 1 o'clock, I went down to a place called The Venue, and The Venue is, I would argue, Hitchin's trashiest establishment, and a place where drunks like myself end up in the early hours of the morning. As I walked in, still wearing the dog collar, a fight was breaking out on the right-hand side. Two girls were arguing on the left-hand side, and there appeared to be a drug deal going on at the bar. I walked in, did the old Ace, King, Queen, Jack with my fingers on the, do the thing on my face as I walked in with that, in this dog collar. Everyone looked around, it all went quiet, and everything calmed down. That's the power of the Lord, my friend.
There you see.
They didn't bother looking down, or indeed at me. They just saw the dog collar went, fuck. It's interesting, isn't it? I'm going to, next time I'm walking into a potentially dangerous situation, I'm going to wear a dog collar. Might not do it in the Middle East. So that was that. And then on Sunday afternoon, we did Bullstock ourselves, a 3-hour comedy show. And one of the acts on was a guy called Jonathan Jester. And while he was on stage, he put a child in a sack.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
A stunned audience and a stunned me, but very funny nevertheless. And then did a gig in Bedford at night, very small crowd, but we all got pissed. I know that's as much as I want to say about that. So that was my weekend. At least I did something, eh?
Yes.
Two tracks in a row now, two more different bands you could not hope to hear from, I guess, in terms of the punky oeuvre. Stay tuned for De Hoya Hella and a track that I've not written down on here, which is probably just as well, because it's impossible to say. But first up, a band called Argonaut. I don't know, they're sort of indie, goth, interesting song. What I want to know is, what is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Argonaut?
No, ReverbNation.com/Argonaut band. Unlucky. Right. Stay tuned for De Hoya Hella. I'll have the name of their song after this. This is Vintage Dress.
Yeah.
Night of the Brown Hole.
Det går jo helt af helvede til. Hvad skal det ikke ende med? Det snart at finde sjælefred, når du har brændt alle dine bruger ned. Det går jo helt af helvede til. Hvad havde du egentlig regnet med? Jeg var sgu også selv blevet vred, når du oppe er du svær at skyde ned. Tænder tækker, læben flækker, næsen bløder, øjnene gløder. Ja, de gør. Står i sjælet på høje hæle, falder og slår forstanden ud. Jeg vågner op et fremmed sted med sår på skinne, ben og ømme led. Hovedpine og den kolde sved løber fra min arme hule ned. Tænder flækker, læben flækker, næsen bløder, øjnene gløder. Ja, de gør.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was De Hoya Hela and a track called Helt of Helvdes Till. Helt of Helvdes Till. Helt of Helvdes Till. Which I think means something like half of half again. Or something.
Okay.
I might find out on Wednesday night when I'm in Copenhagen. You never know. I might see one of them. They are our Danish friends, the crazy art, punk rock types, alternative music at its finest in Danish. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ De Hoya Hele, but instead of Hele, it's H-E-L-E?
No! Facebook.com/ De Hoya Hele, and it's D-E-H-O-J-E-H-A-L-E.
Oh.
So near, but yet so far. Is that 4-1?
I think it might be, yeah.
Probably the internet 4-21. Dad, hey, it's a close-run thing, but it's no cigar.
I know.
Any Road Up, they're great. Buy their latest album. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's where it always has been, Denmark Street in London. We're going to do Friday to Sunday. There is things on other every other night, I think, mostly, so do check it out in the week. But this Friday, 20th September, Bird Jaguar, The Stripy Zebras, Ariana and the Rose, and a late set from Jackanapes. It's Friday night. How much that is?
It's a flora and fauna special there, mate.
Yeah, it's nice.
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, Willie Dowling and Chris Catalyst and Givey Flynn.
These aren't special nights then, these are just on.
These are just on, yeah.
I don't know, £6?
£7.
Whoa.
In advance as well, so.
Blimey.
Yeah. And finally, Sunday night, D Dina DeLisandro, My Cordyline, and Sister Mercedes.
Fiver.
It is a fiver, yes.
Whoa.
There you go.
6, 7, 5. 109 numbers up from the Beast. On one side of the road. Don't know how far.
No.
Anyway, no. That concludes Tony's International Geek Guide 12 Bar. And do check out the 12 Bar Club. It's very, very good indeed. Now, this is in keeping with where I'm going this week now. I'm going to play you a band from Gothenburg.
Cool.
Or as the Swedish say it, Göteborg. Band called The Movements. We have played them on the show before, a few years ago. They're very psychedelic rock band. After last week's Assault, we have got some right different sorts of music this week. Again, I don't know a huge amount about them, other than they are Swedish-based. They are from Gothenburg, Göteborg, and... they've got a new album out right now, which is proper psychedelic and all that. Oh no, is that album? No, a single out. Sorry, they've got a new single out. What is their website?
TheMovements.se?
No, TheMovements.com, mate.
Ah.
Lucky, TheMovements.com. All of the internet. 5, Tony Wan. This is the death of John Hall, D.Y.
I recall
Beefcake.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Movements. They're from Göteborg. I'll be there on Thursday. Before that, I'm going to Copenhagen. After that, I'll be going to Oslo. Then I'll be flying home. The question is, are you doing anything this week?
No. So this week is my first week back at work. I've got finally go back to work after my 4 week. I've been 4 weeks since my op. Actually, been 5 weeks since my op.
Blimey.
So I'm back to work this week. So lots and lots of catching up. The oven's being plumbed in this week, and we might even have some lights in the kitchen. So
wow. You know,
this time next week, when you're back from Gothenburg, I might even be able to cook myself some toast.
Good lord!
Yeah. Apart from that, nothing much happening.
And be able to see what you're burning.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic. So to recap, you can find all the information about what I'm doing this week by lastminutecomedy.com, a website updated by the wonderful Mr. Tony Hearn.
Hi.
Wednesday night, I'll be at Bar 7 on Studiestrada in Copenhagen. I've got the same acts on every night, Kate Smurthwaite and Rogue Campbell. It's a right PBH free fringe special with us three. We're all involved in it in some way, shape or form. Show starts about 8:30. Then the next night, we move on Thursday night, we move up to Gothenburg on the bus, where we're doing a new night of the week in a new venue. So no pressure.
Okay.
The venue's called Valand, and it is on Vasagatan. It's 41. I don't know what 41 is in Swedish. I'm not very good at counting in Scandinavian. I'm not very good at Scandinavian, to be honest. Norwegian, Swedish or Danish. My Norwegian's all right. I could count up to 10. I could try and do that now, couldn't I?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's try and count up to 10 in Norwegian. 1, 2, 3. Oh, it is funny, by the way.
What's that?
It's all right until 5, and then it goes funny.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, me, tea.
Tea?
5, 6, 7, 8, me, tea. Lovely.
Wow.
Oh, crazy Norwegians. So that's Thursday night. Then on Friday, I'll be up to the Dirty Cow in Oslo. One show Friday night, starting at about 8:30. And on Saturday, we're doing a show at 7 p.m. and a show at 9 p.m. The 9 p.m. show is on general sale. The 7 p.m. show appears to be sold out already. You can find out more about them via lastminutecomedy.com. And that's what I'm doing this week. I should also be meeting up with Fred in Göteborg. Hopefully, members of De Hoya Heller in Copenhagen tomorrow night, and I might be staying on a peninsula in Oslo.
Ooh.
More information about that next week. It's not actually in Oslo. You have to get a ferry to it, 23 minutes away from Oslo.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Obviously a recipe for drunken disaster.
That's quite a long ferry.
Got 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Not that long, is it?
Hang on a minute. Maybe not. I was going to say to get to France.
Minutes.
An hour.
Hour and a bit, isn't it?
Okay, fair enough.
So he's probably 4 miles or something.
Yeah, probably actually.
But
I take that back.
On fjord.
Mm.
4 miles on fjord. I've never been on a fjord.
No.
Driven one. Right, anyway. So, where are we? We're at the next track, aren't we? Let's do the next track then.
Yep.
This is a band. Now, this fits in with the PBH Free Fringe and Roe Campbell in particular, because the band are called Paper Beats Rock and feature a bloke called Christian, who is one of the managers of Bannerman's Bar in Edinburgh, and he's also, and which is where I did my show this year, and Rogan was in there as well doing his rap battle, and he's also in this rather good band called Paper Beats Rock, and he gave me a vinyl 7-inch. I went, oh, thanks for that, and then realised there was a download code in it to get the songs via the internet so I could actually use them. And there's an extra song, and I'm playing the additional track. 7 inch is 2 songs, 3 via the secret download link, which you have to buy the vinyl to get, if that makes any sense at all. What? And I'll ask you about their website after this. This is Paper Beats Rock, Sin. We'll be right back. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Paper Beats Rock and a track called Sin. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/paperbeatsrock?
Nah, facebook.com/pages/paper-beats-rock/15475542877? SK equals info. And why is that?
No default URL, and it makes Tony angry.
They haven't got a default URL, Tony.
Why? Just in this day and age.
What were they thinking?
I don't know.
No default URLs.
Kids these days.
Well, anyway, kids. Something I've got to say at the start of the show. We've got a word of the week.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had a word of the week in a long time, have we? In a chance conversation, whilst talking about vegetarian recipes, I was told about something called root soup, which is root vegetables soup. So carrot and parsley, potato, whatever. And I was going, no, you can't call it root soup. Root soup sounds too much like something unspecified but rude.
Yeah.
So I'm going with it. Root soup. I think it's the result of sexual intercourse. Basically, it's a cum and a twat cream slick. It's the root soup. It's the remnants. It's the porridge. It's root soup. Yeah.
Nice.
So feel free to use it without anybody knowing what it is. That's the plan with Word of the Week. We haven't done one in ages. If you invent a phrase or think you've got a good one, email paulieb@punkyway.com, type your email, Word of the Week. We haven't done one for ages. We ought to get them back. Now, big question, Tony. Have you got a twat?
I do. Kind of. Yeah, it counts.
Well, it counts.
It counts. Yeah, if you do have a twat, email me, though, do email me, tony@punkyway.com, or the twat's name, where they farm, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me now, or twat's leave with thanks. As I said before, it doesn't have to be someone you know. Sometimes, in some circumstances, you don't even have to know their name. Just email me, tony@punkyway.com, because this is the only one I have, and I want more. I think this is from Rob. It's an interesting one. I'm not sure if we've had one similar to this before.
Let's
here
hear
we
it.
Go. So he says, holy shit, did I ever fuck up? I was going through my band's Tumblr page today and I read what I posted when you played my band's Seven Feelings song Coffee Time. And as I read the following sentence, I remembered what I forgot to do. Check out the Music and Mayhem for the UK's longest running alternative music podcast, straight from Sherwood Forest, hosted by a pair of smacktards, comedian Paul B. Edwards and musician Tony Hearn. The word smacktards pop out, so I look it up. Holy shit, I says to myself. See, at the time of writing the post, one of the guys present suggested to write it in case it sounded real UK-ish. So myself being the most English-speaking person in the band, I didn't want to look a dummy in front of everyone, so I went with it, but I told myself to look it up in the Urban Dictionary before posting it, which obviously I did not, and I apologise sincerely for that, because I don't believe that Paulie B or Tony Hearn are smacktards at all. I think that you guys are awesome and are doing something which is greatly appreciated, especially being that no one else out there is doing something like this. I also love your songs. Old Man Blues made me lol. Can't wait to hear an original from Tony. Anywho, without further ado, I nominate myself for Is a Twat Award for calling you guys smacktards publicly. I think we could have sponsored smacktards years ago.
Right, well, first of all, don't worry about it.
No, not at all.
It was Carl was the man who gave us smacktards, wasn't he? It was the original Word of the Week, wasn't it?
Yeah, Carl Hollier, yeah.
I think it was the first Word of the Week.
Very early on, yeah.
Yeah, certainly one of the first, and we loved it. Fair enough. Smacktard, great word. Been calling each other it for ages. Yep. So I wouldn't worry about it, Rob, be honest with you.
No.
You are a bit of a smacktard, I've taken it so seriously, but I'd go as well as that. You're a bit of a twat, so let's do it, shall we?
Okay. So, warning himself undearly and taking this word too seriously, Rob from the band Seven Feelings
is a twat. And I hope that makes you happy, Rob.
There you go. But it's fine.
Yeah. Right then. So do send Tony your twats. He likes them a lot.
I do.
He loves twat.
I really do.
Yeah. If you could cover one in root soup on the way through, that'd be... Last track this week. Great band. Played them before. Come by. TNS. That's not skanking. and change direction for the music again. We're going a bit reggae here, but by a punk band, I'd say, but a ska punk band performing reggae, you know the sort. Absolutely great track off their latest album, The End of Days. We played quite a few tracks of this, haven't played this one yet. This is I was about to say it's the last track on the album, but it's not, it's third. This is the third track on the album. Well, it's the last track this week. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is Acid Drop's Facebook page?
facebook.com/acid drop.
No, facebook.com/acid drop punk rock. Poorly beat in the internet 7, Tony 1. This is Slave. This week, I hope you've enjoyed Punky Radio. Once again, we've asked you to do quite a lot this week in terms of sending your stuff in. That's because we like getting it. Basically, send whatever you can to me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, or if you have a twat or other such nonsense, send it to tony@punkyradio.com. And also, do spare a moment to check out the internet stations that carry this show. They are
the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're in Padunk. Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and finally Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C worldradio.com.
Thanks very much to Mevio for hosting this show. You do a grand job for us. Without us hardly ever mentioning you, I do feel rather bad about that. And also thanks very much to the bands and labels that continue to make this show happen. I'll be in Scandinavia for the rest of the week. Hope to see one or two of you there. Tony will be attempting to cook bread. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.